up to 40%. Get convenient, fast delivery and a 100% happiness guarantee. Go online to readers.com to find your perfect pair of reading glasses for under $20. But don't miss this special offer to save up to 40%. Go to readers.com now and enter the coupon code DEAL. Again, that's readers.com. Coupon code DEAL.
You've decided you're tired of the old windows that don't open and let the fresh air in. You're tired because the screens are broken and the windows won't stay open or stay closed. You've decided you're going to get new windows. Now the next question is, who are you going to call? Well, that's easy. You should call Window World, because Window World's been around a long time. Window World is a bunch of St. Louis guys and gals who are making sure that your next window purchase is done perfectly. First of all, the windows come with a good housekeeping seal of approval. They also come with a lifetime warranty that covers all the parts and glass breakage. They're a great price. Any size white vinyl double hung windows start at $189. You see, Window World, they strive to be the best. And when they first got started 16, 17 years ago in St. Louis, no one heard about them. Now, they're the number one replacement window company in the country, thanks to you, the customer. So, you need windows. That's easy. Window World or windowworld.com.
Hi, everybody. I'm Florissant Mayor Tom Schneider. We love our beautiful, safe, historic city just minutes from Lambert, never far from the action. Florissant's a great place for summer fun. Our Florissant Saturday night concerts at St. Ferdinand Lake begin July 15th with Rockin' Chair Band Rockin', followed by SSJ Rock and Roll Show July 22nd, Butch Wax in the Hollywoods with Theo Peoples and the Four Tops on July 29th. Smash himself leads Smash Band on August 5th, Billy Peake performs August 12th, Fanfare with Kitty Mueller rocks August 19th, and Boeing Employees Concert Band closes the series August 26th. July 26th, Florissant and Old Town Partners host Wednesday Night Out with an ice cream social and family movie night at the Nice Grounds. And another Florissant Wednesday Night Out will be August 30th, a tropical beach party on St. Francis Street from Stems Florist to Husband Insurance Agency. And Florissant Friday Food Truck Nights to help Team Food Pantry will be August 18th at the Nice Grounds. You can visit FlorissantMo.com for more details on summer fun in Florissant.
Hi, this is Molly from the Piccadilly in Manhattan. The backyard barbecue season is gearing up. Come join us Wednesdays for our 24-ounce pork steak that you can cut with a fork. We smoke them with hickory and charcoal and season them with our own rub and sauce. Pork not your thing? Get a brisket burger that we grind in-house every day, finished with American cheese on a Hawaiian bun. We have daily specials and a full bar. We're open Tuesday through Saturday. Call for details or a reservation today. 314-646-0016. See you soon.
Playhouse is on the air.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, on the air.
We've got lots.
Turn it up.
Listen in your car.
It's your underwear. Strip down your underwear. Feel better. There you go.
So join his partners and peers.
There's no fun left on
FM.
Air.
Oh, we're full of tech and we're full of chit. No. And we think you'll get lots of
the rocket in my pocket.
Rocket. We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the July 10th edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by the Good Feet Stores. There are two in the St. Louis area. Good Feet Stores are all over the country, but because people all over this great country have aches and pains, and thousands of them have found relief in a simple pair of arch supports, inserts, whatever you want to call them. We're going to tell you where those two locations are, tell you if you are a candidate or not. I think many of you might be. You might not realize it. This could be the answer. We'll talk after this.
Hey!
At the control board, say hi to Eon the Peon. Peon, you say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stiefel Nicholas, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you are getting ready to change jobs, it's a great time to talk to Mark and Jason, and they can go over what to do with the money in your employer plan. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
I started running out of breath there at the end, didn't you?
Well, he's older. He's 40. You know, he's 40 now. That's what happens. Your testosterone starts getting low, and you start running out of breath. Also, we have Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Oh, great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
The Rat Boy's been working on a song. Now, I know not everybody listening is a country music fan, but Dan will probably remember a guy named Mark Chestnut.
Yeah.
You never hear from him anymore. Had a song called Too Hot to Fish, Too Hot for Golf, and Too Cold at Home.
Yeah.
A great song. Rat Boy has rewritten it. He's trying to contact Mark Chestnut. Too hot to golf, too hot to fish, even too hot to eat. What was it?
Cheese.
Even too hot to eat cheese. I kind of like it. I kind of like it. It's got to be pretty hot when you no longer want to eat cheese. I say go for it, Rat Boy.
Yeah.
Great song. Give it up for Bruce Limprest and the All Boy Orchestra. You know, I can't believe it. I did just think of that hot weather song.
And you're right. Mark Chestnut just fell off the face of the earth.
Yeah, there's Hot Town, Summer in the City, Back of My... That's a Lovin' Spoonful. That's a real hot, nasty hot weather song. Mark Chestnut, Too Hot for Golf, Too
Hot in the City.
And you're going to get hot
in the city, hot in the city tonight. I can't remember who does that one.
And he's right. Hot, hot, ooh, noon, hot, hot, hot. That's
Heat is on.
Heat is on. That's a good one, even though I think it means... competition is still heat. It's a heat song. Maybe if and this
Billy Idol sang hot.
It's going to keep up all week. We'll maybe peon starting tomorrow. We'll run down all the hot weather songs. We're brought to you by Goodfeet. I brought in an actual recording today. I went in a Goodfeet store incognito, wore a beard and a disguise. They wouldn't know who I was, and I wanted you to hear for yourself. Now this is what you'll hear. Is a customer walking into Goodfeet, and it's very obvious this person is uncomfortable and in pain.
Mm.
Here he is walking in. Ah! Oh! Ah!
Hi, can I help you? Welcome to Goodfeet. Where's the pain? Ah! In my knees, my hip! We'll try one of these inserts on. Ooh! Well, that feels a lot better.
Now, that's an actual customer.
Yeah. Was that the Cowardly Lion, or was that...
I don't make fun of people.
Was that Snagglepuss?
I don't make fun of the way people sound. I don't know the person. I was just there recording. sounded like a different person.
Yeah.
From the time he walked. You heard the difference.
Oh, sure.
Mm. Agonizing pain, and then felt great. All right, that was dramatization. That was
you
not
were
actually...
incognito? I thought you were in the Goodfeet store.
What?
Nothing. Okay. I didn't say anything.
I didn't think so. They're all over the country. We have two in the St. Louis area. Here's the deal. If your feet hurt, that's pretty obvious that there's something wrong with the way you're standing, walking, putting unnecessary, undue pressure, too much pressure on a particular part of your foot. It's not weight's not being evenly distributed. But what some people don't realize is that the knee pain, the back pain, the hip pain, backaches, headaches, that could be coming from your feet, too. It sounds kind of crazy. I get that. But the proof is not in the pudding. It's in the fact that thousands of people in this country have bought inserts, arch supports from Goodfeet, and that pain was gone. And you will notice it in the store. This is the beautiful thing. You guys go, well, I hope it works. it'll work right there in the store. You get up, walk around, you'll feel the difference. Give it a shot. Just give it a chance. We got to lose. My goodness. It's better to be on painkillers the rest of your life or having to have surgery that you might realize you didn't have to have. And tell them your AM and the PM. We'd appreciate that. There is one in West County. It's on Olive, west of 270. Sort of catty-cornered across from TGI Fridays, and in Shiloh, Illinois, Greenmount Road across from Deerberg's, or you can go online to goodfeetstlouis.com. Folks, this is huge. We now have all the details on that golf tournament that I mentioned 3 months ago. That's right, the second annual Big 550 KTRS Golf Classic to benefit Backstoppers, the terrific organization that takes good care of the families of police officers and firefighters who die in the line of duty. I will be hosting the golf tournament. I I do not believe that I will have played one round of golf since this thing last year.
I haven't.
I don't think I've played. I am a horrible golfer. Horrible. I don't care. I'm not interested in getting good, so I don't care what your level of play is. Now, here's what you have to understand. Coming right out of the chute, today being the first official day that I can tell you to go to KTRS.com. Let me repeat that. Go to KTRS.com and click on golf tournament. It's all there. Everything you need is there. But you need to know this. There are 120 players, 30 foursomes, okay? 75% of those player slots have already been taken. That's by people who played last year and said, I'm in to do this again. Let me see if I got my math right. We got 120. We only have 40 available. I'm serious. It's a third. Okay, so two-thirds. It would be two-thirds of them gone before we even put the word out today. So there are only 10 foursomes that we have to sell. It's $125 per player, $500. Let me tell you something. Do the math on this. This is a good deal. If you bought four slots for players individually at $100 and a quarter, think about this. If you did them individually, you'd have to do that four times. $125 times 4, that's $500. Mm-hmm. Yet if you buy a foursome, it's only $500. Same thing. It doesn't matter. It's not about that. So I'd love to see by the end of this week, no more availabilities. Grab some friends. And ladies, I'd really like to see more of you.
There is a lady that called a little while ago, and she's calling in tomorrow.
Good.
To sign up a foursome of ladies.
Great. And so, ma'am, whoever you are, any other ladies or anybody else, again, KTRS.com. Just, I know you can remember that. Not FrankOpinion.com, not the Playhouse Facebook page, KTRS.com. It's all there. Let's get this done. Let's slam the door. Last year, this was done and over with in about a week. Let's do that again. And I have asked the station, and they've agreed, let's give even more, squeeze a little more profit out of this for backstoppers. We gave them a check last year for $20,000. I'd like to give them a check for $30,000. I know $25,000 is doable. I'd like to see $30,000. And once you learn a little bit about backstoppers, you'll be with me on this. I'm still, I continue to be disturbed. Look at the lady who was shot last week, the female officer in New York. Mm-hmm. My goodness, come on. There's still this cop hatred out there, and F the police and all this. We have to, as a group, contradict that and counter that with some positive press, and if you will.
When Blake Snyder was shot and killed, they were there, like, that day.
Oh, sure.
Taking care of the family, doing things with the family, helping to make funeral arrangements.
I think it's important when someone gets that horrible news, I'm sorry, your husband, your wife, your daughter, your son was killed in the line of duty, it immediately needs to be followed up by somebody like Backstopper saying, but we want you to know you will never have to worry about the mortgage, the kids' schooling, blah, blah, blah. That's what this is about. And I know the biggest single fundraiser is the Guns and Hoses thing, and that's fantastic. But boy, I'd sure like for this. Look, between this year and last year, just two golf tournaments, that'll put us at $40,000, $45,000. I'm pretty proud of that. So I will be there. I will meet everybody. We're going to eat well. If you're a drinker of, I don't care if it's Coke or Pepsi or beer, there'll be plenty. It was five times last year everything I hoped it would be. And I know it will be again this year. We had a very special guest last year that I couldn't talk about, and I can't again, but I've been told that I believe that special guest is going to come back. Now, you'll know who it is when you get there, but Normandy Golf Club, September 15th, that's a Friday, and everything else you need to know. Oh, our primary sponsor is, and I'm proud to say this, Johnny Landoff Chevrolet. John Landoff loves backstoppers. So do I, and so should you. Now, it's a four-person team scramble, open to anyone, everyone. I don't know that I understand this. John Grayson, Jennifer Blum, John Carney, they're going to be broadcasting there from 10 to 3. It's a shotgun start at 1. I don't know what they'll do at 10 to 11. That's somebody else's problem, but they will be there. And, you know, hats off to him for doing something I don't do. I don't broadcast from remote locations. That's just not what I do. 1 p.m. shotgun start. And 6 p.m. we'll get together and have some hors d'oeuvres, some food. Last year, your buddy Rick Veronese, my goodness, lasagna and pizza was fantastic.
He's going to be doing it again this year.
We'll announce winners of some stuff. And it's not, by the way, it's not going to be like some of them you go to where it's 2 hours of sitting around going, okay, item number 56. We don't do that. You're out of there by last year, I think, 7:30 or so, 8 o'clock. Everybody was gone. We're not going to keep you late. We'll do what we need to do. Again, 1 and a quarter, $125 per person, gives you lunch, green feet, cart, drinks on the course, and the get-together afterwards. All for 1 and a quarter or $500 for a foursome. Thank you so much to the two-thirds of the 120 people that already stepped up and said, we went last year, we're back this year. And I hope you're able, if you're listening, to be able to grab part of only 40 golfers, 10 foursomes that we have available now to sell you. So we'll see you on the 15th of September, Friday, at Normandy Golf Club. Mentioned earlier, took my grandson to see Cars 3. Avoid it if you can. It was terrible. That's my take. He didn't even like it. It didn't hold his attention for 5 minutes. I've asked this question before, and I was watching the news last night. I don't watch the local news a lot, but I was watching it last night. I've asked this before. Why is it that every person interviewed, whenever there's a neighborhood shooting or a fire, has three teeth and needs a bath and looks homeless and like they've never made it through the third grade? Yeah. Why are those the only people you can interview?
I don't know. Or maybe those are the people
willing to.
Those are
most
the people
are smart.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to.
I think you're on it. I think. Most people go, no, I'm not.
But they're out there.
These hoo-ha's. Well, TV, yeah, put me on. Mm-hmm. Oh, I seen smoke. I told my wife, I said, that house is on fire. She said, hell yeah, it is. Call 911. And that's who you see interviewed on the. You never see at the bottom of the screen Bill Thompson, CEO of Thompson Enterprises Worldwide. No. And that, you never see that guy interviewed. Let's see. Oh, the big story locally about the little boy who had the birthday party. Nobody came. You know, it's a sad story.
I didn't hear that story.
Yeah, he's at birth. He has a. Oh my God! They were talking about what it was.
I missed. I came in the tail end. I just heard all what happened.
I don't like the word deformity, but he's not
some sort of defect.
Yeah,
or something.
And so
he sent out invitations for a birthday party, and
nobody came. Nobody.
That's horrible.
From school. It is horrible. So a nice lady, it bothered her so much, she's put the wheels in motion, and the end of the story is a bunch of people came, and there was a police escort and a limousine, and Batman showed up, and a whole bunch of people they didn't even know.
Cool.
But here's the problem. Now we're going to get the copycat, fraudulent, the mom whose kid didn't really have a party where nobody came. They're going to try to, don't do that, okay? If you're out there, and I'm sure you're not even listening if you're that person, but that's what will happen now. Somebody else go, hey, look what they got. Let's act like our kid didn't have anybody come to his party or her party either. What else? And that lady, I don't remember her name, but good for you for stepping in there and turning that all around for that kid. Now, this is a great story. There's a murder involved, but this woman gets married, and right after they get married, she decides to have her husband killed for the insurance money. There was only one problem, and she got her daughter involved, asked the daughter's boyfriend to find somebody to kill him.
Wow.
And they're newlyweds. And the problem was, he had never changed the beneficiary, so she has him killed, and his ex-wife gets all the money. Yeah, and now they know who did it. Everybody's going to prison. Nobody gets any money. Yeah, I was waiting for it to say, and the killer was an undercover. They're always an undercover cop. No?
So then the ex-wife still gets the money because because it wasn't her.
I don't think insurance policies go, hey, we don't pay if you get killed.
Yeah, wow.
Now there's some have suicide clauses where if it's suicide, because people just take out the policy, then kill themselves. But murder, no, it's death. You didn't cause or know what's going to happen. Seattle, Washington, we talked about it a couple of times many, many, many years ago when people sought out radio people and tried to hire them and offered them money. Those days are over. I was offered a job in Seattle, and they threw everything at me. My goodness, come on up, red carpet treatment. We'll put you and your wife up at the Ritz for a week, see the town. And I said, no, I don't want to work here because it rains all the time. And it pretty much does, except right now they have had 19 dry days in a row in Seattle, which is extremely unusual. But their record was set in 1951 when they had 51 dry days in a row in Seattle. Wow. That's, yeah, I wouldn't want to be in a place where it rains like 3 out of every 4 days. And this last story, a woman's name is Olga Valerio in up in New York City, Bay Bridge, Brooklyn, has an apartment. There have been dozens and dozens of people call and complain about how loud she and her boyfriend are when they're doing it. They're so loud. She's 49. Her boyfriend is 28. And they say the sound, it's beyond belief, the noise they make. And here's her quote. She says, there's nothing wrong with showing some passion in the bedroom. Yeah. She says, it's natural and it's normal, and I didn't really know we were that loud. And they met 5 years ago. She was taking out the trash, and he's a handyman. She's 40. Again, she's 49. He's 28. He's a handyman. And in her words, she says, he started flirting with me, and he started saying all kinds of good stuff. So she just took him in and show him what lovemaking ought to be about. And she says, chemistry's chemistry. Age doesn't matter. Okay, good for you, Olga, the loudest. And they use a word in here. I've always hated this word. They refer to it as clamorous coitus.
Coitus.
I don't like the word.
What?
Coitus. It sounds like the Three Stooges. Coitus. I don't know. It just sounds like an oyster shell. Or something. I don't know. Coitus. Nobody uses it anyway. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Please tell Mike Evans we're going to be a couple minutes short because I cannot tell this joke without telling it right.
Okay.
This is our, you won't hear it till next summer. When we think it's about as hot as it's going to be, we bring out this hot weather joke. It's the story of a salesman. And he's traveling through a little town out west. It is hot. It's hotter than it is here today and more humid. And he's hungry and he sees a little local cafe. And he goes to open the door. It's a screen door with a spring on it that slams shut. Got holes in the screen. There's a big fan and then another big fan in the ceiling, one on wheels that's upright, trying to get some air in this hot, humid little cafe in this miserable town. He sits down at the counter, and he places his order. He just looks around, flies, bzzz, hot. The guy behind the counter, who's obviously the owner or manager, he's just sweat dripping off of him. The customer is hot. And as he sits there waiting for his food, he looks back in the kitchen. You can see the kitchen. And he sees the fattest woman he has ever seen in his life. She's huge. And it's not only is she fat, she's wearing a sleeveless tank top thing. And she's just dripping sweat. Her hair is matted down. It's like she just dunked her head. She's so full of sweat. And he sees what, without a doubt, is her reach down in a freezer and pick up a hamburger patty and put it under her hairy, sweaty armpit. And then she reaches with the other hand and puts another frozen patty under her other armpit. And she didn't shave under her arms. It's nasty. And so he says to the owner, the manager, he goes, hey, did I just see what I thought I saw back there in the kitchen? He goes, what do you think you saw? He said, this, no offense, this very fat, sweaty woman. He said, oh, that's Kathy, 2-ton Kathy. That's what we call her, big old fat Kathy. He said, okay, Kathy, did she put frozen hamburger patties under her arms? He goes, yeah. Yeah, she did. That's how we thaw them. If you just throw them right in the microwave or right on the grill, it's not. You got to thaw them out a little bit. And she's so fat and builds up so much heat, she just thaws that meat out. He said, well, all our meat's frozen. It's all frozen. And she's got so many cavities and folds, she can stick all kinds of sausage and meat, whatever. She can thaw out anything. She'll find a place on her body to tuck that meat in there and thaw it out. And the guy goes, well, you know what? Cancel my hot dog.
Meet me.
Let's get a check on traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, they're working with an accident on eastbound Highway 70. It's between Lucas and Hunt and Jennings Station Road, and traffic is jammed well west of Highway 170 past the airport. Now, drivers going westbound, you're running slow from Union out through where this accident is. Then you're heavy again from Highway 170 through Lindbergh. Got an accident now on southbound Highway 270. It is south of the Clayton Road overpass. They moved it out of a traffic lane off to the right shoulder. You're slow from Olive, though, all the way down through Doherty Ferry, the normal slow down there. Westbound 364 running heavy from the Maryland Heights Expressway across the Discovery Bridge or the Veterans Bridge. Then you have that stop and go traffic on westbound Highway 40. It goes from Vandeventer through McCausland. Heavy again from Lindbergh out through 270. And then you're really jammed up from Clarkson down through Boone's Crossing. It does look like eastbound Highway 44 is running pretty slow now from Bowles up through the Merrimack River Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by Liberty Mutual Insurance. From weekend getaways to road trips this summer, worry about where your car will take you, not about your car insurance. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Here at Live and Local KTRS, we are live and we are local.
Just pick up your telephone and dial.
That means local St. Louisans talk to other St. Louisans about things happening in St. Louis while we work, play, and live together in St. Louis. And we like phone calls.
Hi, John and Jennifer. This is Jamie. I love the show.
Jim, you're on the Big 550 KTRS. Good morning.
1-888-550-KTRS. That's 1-888-550-5877. You listen to us. We listen to you. We're St. Louis's biggest conversation. The Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is John Taffer from Bar Rescue. I've worked with over 1,000 restaurants, so I know firsthand what it's like to need extra funding to buy equipment or to manage cash flow gaps. I even had to sell ownership in a restaurant because I didn't have the capital I needed at the time. With Cabbage, you don't have to be in that position. Cabbage offers lines of credit of up to $150,000. Apply online and you'll get a decision right away. I signed up in a few simple steps and had funding in minutes. Since Cabbage is a line of credit, you can take the exact amount you need when you need it. You never have to reapply to take additional loans, and you'll only pay for the funds you use. Cabbage has helped more than 100,000 businesses from every industry with over $3 billion in funding. Cabbage is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and was named the Forbes Top 100 Company twice in a row. Whether you own a restaurant or any type of small business, get started at cabbagewithak.com/owner or call 855-CABBAGE, K-A-B-B-A-G-E.
Line of credit is subject to credit approval. See terms and conditions.
Hi, I'm John Grayson for Premier Heating and Cooling. Now is the best time for you to give them a call at 636-916-1122 because as we get out of the cooler weather and into the hot weather, you want to make sure that your cooling system is ready to handle the task. Have Premier Heating and Cooling come out and give you a checkup. They are the most experienced and oldest American Standard customer care dealer in the St. Louis and St. Charles area. They work on and maintain every major brand of heating and cooling products. Their certified factory-trained technicians are all fully licensed and insured and ready to do the job. They've been servicing the St. Louis and St. Charles area for many, many years, 25 years of experience in residential and commercial HVAC. And not only are they A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, but most of their business at Premier Heating and Cooling comes from people who were referred by family members or friends. Whether your needs are residential and they'll sit down and talk with you about the best plan for your system, or you're working with a commercial system, there is only one number to know, 636-916-1122. That's where you find Premier Heating and Cooling.
There's no better example of a business that has you covered from top to bottom than the Ceiling Center on the Rock Road. Think about it. They specialize in acoustic ceilings, drop ceilings, metal ceilings, and more. And it doesn't stop there. Your floor is covered too. Literally. Hardwood, tile, great carpet selections with names like Shaw, and so much more. The Ceiling Center is your one-stop shop from top to bottom. Their showroom has over 20 different tile selections to choose from, plenty of wood samples, carpet swatches, and more. The Ceiling Center, locally owned and operated, and priced well below the big box stores. Good luck getting service after the sale from those giant places, too. The Ceiling Center prides itself on their extensive warranties. Ed and his staff want you back, so it does get done right the first time. The Ceiling Center, on the Rock Road in Bridgeton, a half mile west of 270, and online at theceilingcenter.com.
Acme Home Insurance.
Yes, I'd like to make a claim.
What are you wanting to claim, sir?
My air conditioner broke down.
Sorry, but your home insurance doesn't cover air conditioner breakdowns.
So, what do you cover?
Home damage from things like earthquakes, volcanoes, a zombie apocalypse.
A zombie apocalypse? But that'll never happen.
But if it did, you'd be covered, sir.
But not my air conditioner?
I'm afraid not.
But his air conditioner could have been covered with a home warranty from American Home Shield, plus major components of 20 other home systems and appliances, like his electrical system, plumbing, refrigerator, and more. For valuable free information, call 1-800-400-6096. Homeowners insurance can cover what might happen.
Zombies are coming!
But a home warranty helps cover what will happen.
Now the dryer won't work.
Be sure with the Shield. American Home Shield. For valuable free information, call 1-800-400-6096. That's 1-800-400-6096. 1-800-400-6096.
Message and data rates may apply.
Need a new filter for your refrigerator? Get it with Filters Fast. Can't find the filter you need at the big box stores? Get it with Filters Fast. Paying too much for brand name filters? Get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it, with Filters Fast. Even better, find out how to get your first filter free with free shipping by texting CLEAR to 543-543. At Filters Fast, we're the nation's largest filter home delivery company, with all the brand name filters, plus high-quality Filters Fast brand filters for a fraction of the price. Forget paying way too much for hard-to-find filters at the big box stores. Get the filter you need delivered to your door, saving you time and money with Filters Fast. Now that's a smart choice. And right now you can get your first filter free with free shipping. Find out how by texting CLEAR to 543-543. Text CLEAR to 543-543.
Is it time for new reading glasses? Go to Readers.com. Readers.com has more than 700 styles to choose from, in powers ranging from 1.0 to 7.0. Readers.com also has readers you won't find in stores, like bifocals, sun readers, and computer readers. Choose from hundreds of fashionable styles and colors for under $20. Go to Readers.com now and type in the coupon code DEAL at checkout, and you'll save up to 40% through this special offer. Order now, and we'll quickly deliver your readers right to your door. Plus, all of our readers are absolutely worry-free because they're backed by our 100% happiness guarantee. So save up to 40%, get convenient, fast delivery, and a 100% happiness guarantee. Go online to Readers.com to find your perfect pair of reading glasses for under $20. But don't miss this special offer to save up to 40%. Go to Readers.com now and enter the coupon code DEAL. Again, that's Readers.com. Coupon code DEAL.
Is your garage floor showing its age? Is it oil stained, cracked, or just flat ugly? I invite you to visit STLGarageFloors.com. SealTech can transform your garage floor, concrete patio, or porch in just one day. SealTech uses 21st century polymers, not epoxies, guaranteed for 15 years. If you use the do-it-yourself product and it failed, call us. SealTech can clean up that mess and redo your floor in just one day in your choice of color and finish. STLGarageFloors.com, 636-294-6299 for a no-obligation appointment and quote. 636-294-6299. SealTech is a Better Business Bureau, A-plus rated accredited business. SealTech is locally owned and operated. STLGarageFloors.com, 636-294-6299. SealTech is powered by SealMax Plus.
Somebody's popped the cork on at least one, maybe a couple of bottles of wine. Take the edge off. Out in 122 degree Palm Springs, California. His name is Mike Evans, and he's brought to you by Annie Guns. Annie Guns Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They're closed on Monday, and you will need a reservation for dinner. I made one for 3 weeks from now. That far out. That's not really necessary most of the time, but you will need a reservation because it is so popular, and you'll find out why. Next door is the Smokehouse, and both of them are east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. Gift cards, you cannot go wrong with a gift card from Annie Guns or the Smokehouse. I don't care who it's to or what it's for. And now, Mike Evans.
We do.
That's right, homie. I know you know what I know that you know, homie.
You do know that I know.
That's right.
What's going on?
Well, I try to take care of my business.
Yeah, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody asked me, said, what's Mike Evans doing these days? I said, take care of his business. Somebody asked me if you drink out of a straw. I said, no, he just guzzles and slurps.
Actually, I had a glass of water today.
Mm-hmm. That's different.
Out of a... Dan?
Yes?
Well, I want your comments all
around. No, that was me. Dan didn't say anything.
That was Frank.
Yeah, that was me. That was me.
Frank, well,
when you wanted your last one. Go ahead.
I had a glass of water in a tumbler, a regular glass tumbler. Huh. And so rather than dirty another glass, I actually poured my wine in a tumbler. And I'm finding that drinking my wine out of the tumbler, I get more wine.
How could that be? What you pour out is what you pour out.
Well, yeah, but if you fill the tumbler.
What is a tumbler? I don't know. What's a tumbler? How's that different than a glass? I don't know.
You never heard of tumbler?
I've heard of it, but I don't know what it is.
It's a 8 or 12 ounce glass.
Uh-huh.
That's a regular, like a glass of water.
That's what I was saying. What's the difference in that and a glass? You don't know either.
No.
Have another drink.
Just,
yeah. I guarantee it has more volume in the tumbler than you would in a wine.
It can't have more volume. An ounce is an ounce. It doesn't matter what it's poured in.
Wine glasses don't have 8 ounces on me. Wine glass only have like 2 or 3 ounces.
Okay,
tumbler have like 8 or 12 ounces on me.
I know.
So you fill the tumbler, you're going to get more wine.
I know exactly where to go with this. You're right.
Do you understand that?
Yeah, I do. Thank you. You're right. I get it. What do you have for us today?
Pop quiz question.
So I have to end it.
Movie continuity department's job is to make sure that everything in the film fits.
Mm-hmm.
During the chariot race scene in Ben-Hur, which won an Academy Award for Best Picture with Charlton Heston, continuity blew it on several occasions. Your question, in the chariot scene, the chariot race with Charlton Heston, what can be seen that does not fit? An airplane? A car? Telephone pole? Modern football helmet? Answer in a minute. I got a question for everybody in the studio.
All right, we're all here, all three of us.
How many of you in studio, let's go around the circle there.
Okay.
How you doing, Peon?
Good, thank you.
Good. Have been involved in an automobile accident in the last 18 months.
Ooh, that's a good one, Dan.
I have not.
I have.
I have.
So two of you have.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I'm on 32 other stations. I haven't. But I know you had the motorcycle thing.
I've never talked about that.
Okay. Well, here you go. Kris Jenner. Caitlyn Jenner. Khloe Kardashian. Kim Kardashian. Kylie Kardashian. Robbie Kardashian. And Robbie Kardashian, baby mama. Black China have all had accidents in the last 18 months.
That's not really a surprise to me.
That's very odd.
Well, yes and no. You got paparazzi on you, and you're dodging and weaving and you're drinking and who knows what else. And
snorting coke.
And you're in heavy New York City traffic or whatever, L.A. You
know. The whole family's been in accidents. It's weird. I think it's odd.
Okay.
Does anybody know? Does anybody know if they're their fault? Other people? I mean, there are a lot of variables, I guess.
Ooh, variable. Oh,
a big word.
Very big word.
Yes.
Four cylinders.
For this show.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
not
right.
Cylinders. Four
syllables.
Four
cylinder. Let's go with cylinder. It's a four-cylinder word. Yeah, have another drink. He goes to buy a car. He goes, is it six syllables?
I have a eight-syllable car.
Okay. Now, wait. Hold on. Years ago, you replaced the rolling dumpster. The first time I ever met you.
I don't think that's very nice.
Well, I don't care. You had
call,
the dirtiest.
You would call that beautiful green car of mine.
You had the dirtiest, filthiest car I've ever seen. I said this is like a rolling dumpster, and you replaced it with a car I think you've had for many, many years, the red one. That's not an eight-cylinder car.
It's a six-cylinder.
Okay. All right.
I don't care how many cylinders.
I know you
don't.
You're like
Frank O'Pinion is anal when it comes to cars, but he knows cars.
But I really
he knows cars like I know
wine,
Hollywood.
Wine.
Yeah, like you know why.
Oh, like I know why.
No,
Frank,
why?
If you talk to Frank about a car, he'll start talking about a car, and he'll start talking about stuff I don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah.
But he does, because Frank Opinion, in case you didn't know it, loves cars.
Well, I think
it's like a hobby.
It's too bad. And don't ever get like that, folks. It's stupid.
See, my hobby is socks, which is a lot cheaper.
Socks?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well,
your hobby is socks?
Well, I like to buy different kinds of socks. I got the socks I have. I'm looking at them now. They have little blue stripes, and they only come up just barely cover my ankles.
That's good to know.
But I play tennis
now,
and golf.
Don't get mad, but we're out of time now.
Oh, bullshit.
It's all fun. Yeah, Bolshoi Ballet.
I got so much good stuff. Unbelievable.
I don't know what to tell you.
So. I mean, I got so much good stuff. Listen to this. 50% of college graduates this year will find that their training or job description obsolete in 10 years, but in 10 years they will still owe an average of $20,000 to student loans.
I believe that.
That's not good.
No.
One more quickie, short on projections. I don't want to go there. All right, finally.
Okay, got him.
Damn it!
It'll still be good tomorrow.
You know what I mean? You call late.
It'll still be good tomorrow.
You ought to call me earlier. I got good crap for you.
But if you heard the joke, you'd know why it was
working. Oh, your joke. You do the damn joke every damn day.
Yes.
Start the damn joke 5 minutes, a third and a half hour earlier. Maybe you get to me on time.
And finally.
And the joke goes on.
And finally.
We did that already.
Movie continuity department job. Make sure that everything goes right. What was seen in the Ben-Hur, Charlton Heston, chariot chase? Was it an airplane, a car, a telephone pole, or a modern football helmet?
I'll go telephone pole.
Helmet.
I'll go airplane.
Charlton Heston, a couple of things. First of all, the answer is 50 yards behind him was a red car with a camera crew in it. Also, Charlton Heston was wearing a wristwatch. And when he went in to talk to the king, when he walked in, one of the guards at the door, you can see taking off a pair of sunglasses.
They didn't have those, I guess.
They did not. They didn't do the job. I had so much good stuff.
I know you did. Be good.
I stayed up all night just to get good stuff for you. And what do I get? Heartache.
It's like Italian leftovers. It'll be great tomorrow. It will.
I used to have this girlfriend who was sort of like an Italian leftover.
Okay. No. Sign off.
Father. Wow.
And the answer to the question I get from so many people, yes, he actually does drink. Okay. Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They're next door to each other, east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. Terrific places, closed on Mondays. And I won't get a chance to really say goodbye after the music plays and this gets done. So please thank a police officer every chance you get. Go to KTRS.com, get the details on the golf tournament September 15th, Normandy Golf Club. I will meet you there. Thank you for checking that out. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker, they are financial planners with Stifel Nicolaus. Stifel Nicolaus is a member of the SIPC and the NYSE. And you probably know this, but the longer you wait to start putting together some sort of a plan for retirement, probably the less retirement you're going to have, at least enjoyable retirement, because you're going to run out of dough. The greatest asset you have in planning is time, and that's the one thing you cannot control. You can't, there's no formula to make it stretch it, to make it go for, you can't do it. Time is what it is. So let's take care of this now. Why don't you call and set up a complimentary meeting with Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. I promise you there'll be no pressure, no paper shoved in front of you going, here, sign this. It's a meeting. It'll give you a chance to see how they think and what they think about what you're doing with your $25,000 or more. Here's the website. You hear it every day. You're going to hear it again. Please check them out. Tell me your AM and the PM. MarkandJason.com.
Meet me.
Time for a final check on traffic this afternoon with Tim Weiland.
Boy, what a mess it's been out there. Here's what you had. You had an earlier accident eastbound 70 between Lucas and Hunt and Jennings Station. That was cleared. Then a vehicle fire that was totally engulfed right at Lucas and Hunt. Two left lanes are blocked. You're backed up west of Highway 170. Also, if you're traveling on westbound Highway 70 at Lucas and Hunt, the fire engines have the left lane blocked there, so you're backed up to Union. Now, a lot of people are going south on 170 and taking Natural Bridge, and eastbound Natural Bridge is really jammed through Jennings Station Road. Then you have northbound 170 at 70, an accident that has you jammed back to St. Charles Rock Road. Things are getting better on southbound 270. You've just got a little stop-and-go pocket now between Highway 40 down through Doherty Ferry. Cemetery. Eastbound Highway 270, that's jamming up between McDonald and 170. And on westbound 364, westbound Highway 40, things are really jamming up now from about Highway K out through Winghaven. From weekend getaways to road trips this summer, worry about where your car will take you, not about your car insurance. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
I'm AM in the PM, and you're listening to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon with Frank Opinion and the gang weekdays from 3 to 6. McGraw Millhaven here. Don't forget to tune in to my average morning show in the morning right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, it's Jennifer Blome with some great news from my friends at Sound Health Services. They have now opened ENT Now. ENT Now is a walk-in clinic at Manchester and 270 in De Pere Square that offers same-day care for ear, nose, or throat conditions. ENT Now. No appointments necessary. Open 7 to 7 Monday to Friday and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Walk in or call 314-729-0077 or online at soundhealthservices.com. ENT Now.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Live and local.
Depend on it. In your car, on your way home. Need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
The major K squad is in Webster Groves investigating multiple shootings. 24 detectives are on the case.
Every one of them volunteered.
Governor Eric Greitens laying out a new plan to crack down on crime in St. Louis City. But his message, often drowned out by protesters, the topics that had them speaking out today.
Tonight, a stirring ceremony and farewell to an Army sniper in St. Charles.
Plenty of heat, plenty of humidity, though it has been quite windy, but it's just been blowing around the hot air. Temperatures in the upper 90s this afternoon. It's going to continue.
So let's get to work. Thank you, and God bless you.
First on Fox tonight, protesters angry over...